This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Welcome to the Oak Shape Podcast Season 6 with your host, Dan the Fitness Man. Thank you for tuning in. We are excited to have you. This is the podcast that is dedicated to hard work, disciplined decisions, and year-round training in the pursuit of the best possible version of ourselves. We leverage elk hunting to create a pathway. We understand that time is finite and we cannot squander a second. We must be leaders at our home. We understand that faith is our number one priority, then family, then fitness, then health, then wealth. Our year-round disciplined decisions help us leave a legacy for our family to follow. You will leave here motivated, inspired, and educated. We bring on a wide variety of guests, subject matter experts, so that you can tune in, get what you need to get, and continue on your journey. We are blessed to call ourselves Elk Hunters, Season 6. Here we go. What's up, guys? Hopefully you can hear the air conditioning unit in the background. We are recording this podcast live from the Elk Shape Gym in my backyard. And in the middle of my gym is a giant meat locker, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. We are sitting down with a repeat guest and my buddy from the wet side of Washington State, Jason Denham. Welcome back to the podcast. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Dan. Dude, I'm good. How are you?
You look good.
Thanks. Just got out of a cool environment. Now I'm back out here to sweat again.
Yeah, it is hot in here compared to there. We're going to talk all about that, but first, you tried to die on me since the last time I talked to you. What the heck happened?
Oh, man. Strange thing. I took my family to Hawaii in late February. We had an overnight flight, and 2 days later, I woke up in the middle of the night with some very unusual symptoms. After about an hour, they went away. I'm not a medical guy, so I didn't really know. I knew something was weird, but I started feeling fine, so I went back to sleep. 3 days later, working out in the gym, or garage, I should say, they started coming back. So my wife's like, hey, you got to call your doctor. So I called the doctor's office to make an appointment. The scheduler's like, let me have you talk to a nurse. The nurse is like, why aren't you at the ER right now? And I said, I don't know. You tell me. She's like, go to the ER. Tell them you've got heart issues going on. So we went in there. The ER doc's like, look, maybe it could be anxiety or it could be your heart's got something going on. We're going to take some blood tests and see if there are any markers in there that tells us your heart's under stress. Well, lo and behold, it was. Apparently, there's some things to elevate if you had a heart attack. So they admitted me to the hospital. I was feeling fine, by the way. The whole symptoms were a temporary time span. But lo and behold, they found that I had a very, very minor heart attack. Some tiny artery, they say thinner than a strand of hair, had a little clot for some reason. And cardiologist, did all these tests. I have no family history. My cholesterol is good. I'm relatively fit. Blah, blah, blah. She's like, I have no idea why you're here. 60 days later, check in with her again. She's like, total mystery. But I'm feeling fine. No change in diet or lifestyle needed, and feeling fine. So I'm very thankful.
No meds?
They have me on blood thinner. She's like, after a year, if you have no problems, we'll take you off that. And then there's like a baby aspirin and a statin, which is, I don't have a cholesterol problem, but apparently helps as an anti-inflammatory for your blood vessels. I want to get off all of it, but I'm trying to be a good kid for at least 12 months.
That's fair. And you're young. And you're
48 or 47 for now.
And you're fit.
Relatively.
And you're lean.
Definitely lean. Yep.
And what I like about you is you are smart. You're an engineer.
Yep, mechanical.
You have a brain that I don't. Like, I'm not a mechanical engineer type at all. But I have some friends that are, and they're really, like, Iron Will Bill.
Yeah.
Super smart mechanical engineer. Just figures out how to fix things.
Sure.
Has solutions. You got inventions up the wazoo. You're the guy behind Wild Meat Gear.
Yep.
So it started out as a system to basically be more organized when you're doing some DIY butchering.
That's correct. So I came up with the idea back in 2018, and basically I was struggling to clearly label my meat packages. At the end of the day, after you cut and wrap an elk, you got to label these things. Well, me and the Sharpie and my poor handwriting are a bad combination. So I thought, hey, there's got to be like a stamp kit. So I searched around and basically decided if I'm going to do this, I have to do it myself. Came up with a rubber band or a rubber stamp that's kind of like the old school library stamps where you can have 10 cuts of meat, 10 species, and then either a dating or a numbering system. And so I got some samples in 2018. Blah, blah, blah. Life goes on. We actually launched them last year. And now we've got a new product here, the meat locker, which I'm really excited about.
I remember telling you, because you told me about your idea, I was like, that's pretty good, but that won't, like, no company can be based upon stamping of meat. You know what I mean? Like, you got to come up with some more SKUs. And
sure.
I was like, look at the company Made with Meat. They got all these different, like, ways to butcher and stuff. And there's other competitors.
Sure.
And you outdid yourself, my friend. You said, damn, what do you think of this idea? I don't remember when you told me about it, but it wasn't recent. It was a while.
It was December. Yeah, I came over in early December.
It was December. Okay. We met for coffee.
Yep.
You went through it. And I don't remember exactly what I said, but I think I was like, dude, you got to do this. This is a great idea.
Yep.
And I didn't know if you were going to actually do it, but now I'm looking at your first prototype.
Yep. It's real.
And I think you did it.
Yeah. It's cool. It works well.
And I want to talk about it because there's so much shit for sale in the outdoor space that's
sure.
absolutely worthless.
Sure.
So this is not to me because I do plan on killing an elk in 2023. And I do plan on butchering it myself, so I know that I got my meat.
Yep.
And I take better care of it. I'm slower than a butcher, but I can also save money. And it's kind of just a labor of love. I love the process of getting the food that we're going to eat for the rest of the year,
sure.
like handcrafting it. So meat lockers are huge, huge deal for me. I've made one. So I had a cabin in Idaho for 15 years. My dad and I bought it together. We don't own it anymore. One of the very first things we did, Jason, was we built our own meat locker.
Okay, sure.
We poured a slab, we framed it, we insulated it.
Yeah.
We bought a 10,000 BTU wall-mounted air conditioning unit. My dad told me about this company called Coolbot.
Yep.
We bought a Coolbot. This was years ago. Set it up, and then we also put a drain system in there so to
okay.
drain the blood.
Okay.
And we started killing some elk, and we started hanging them, and then everyone kind of in our little circle that hunted with us or by us, they would like bring their elk over and we were pretty much the meat locker. Like we would hang guys' meat. We'd always tell them, hey man, you got to leave your tag attached in there in case a game
yeah.
warden comes by, like
yeah.
do it by the book. But we found out that aging meat made a significant difference in the quality of taste
nice.
And tender of the meat. So that's just a protocol now.
Sure.
So fast forward, I sold my cabin. I left the Coolbot with it as part of the sale.
Okay.
And last year I killed 3 bulls. And I called my buddy Drew, who has a locker
yep.
and a Coolbot. And I was like, hey, Drew. And it sucks. I hate asking for help. It's not a strength of mine. I'm like,
okay.
Drew, can I inconvenience you? Can I hang my meat at your dad's house? They got a full-blown butchering system. He said yes. I get over there. There's already like two bulls in there. Drew's a killer. His buddy Kurt's a killer. And I throw two more bulls in the mix. It's stacked. It's crazy. And I told you, I don't want to rely on Drew or Drew's dad for my issues. So what I did is I built an additional 10 feet by 30 feet on my gym for a pretty penny. And I didn't do it. We paid the same contractor. And then I figured I'd have enough room. But then my wife goes and puts all our toys in this thing. Jet ski, riding lawnmower, three or four dirt bikes, two four-wheelers, and some other stuff. And now I'd literally be taking up a lot of room if I put this do-it-yourself meat locker. And I still haven't bought the materials.
Yeah.
So when you showed me this, I'm like, I'm doing this. This makes more sense because I only need a meat locker for about a month out of the year.
Sure.
So break down, what did you do? Because this is awesome.
Well, the whole idea is, how can we have a meat locker, walk-in cooler, whatever you want to call it, that you can use when you need it, but doesn't take up that precious permanent space the rest of the year? And so started looking at different types of foldable enclosures, was thinking about how I can build something out of different materials, out of scaffolding, and finally stumbled upon the idea of a highly insulated tent of the appropriate size that is customized with an air conditioner port to made up with an air conditioner, trap that cool air, you plug in your CoolBot, and bam, it works. Like, it's 78 degrees in here. We should be getting down to the mid-30s inside. It's perfect for hanging your meat. And I'm telling you, when it all folds up, you put it in the corner of your room, you can put it in a closet, doesn't take up that precious permanent space.
You are going to have a patent on this. Someone will want to copy it. Yep. Did you already start taking those steps?
Yeah, we've got a provisional patent, and we'll work on the real patent in the next 12 months.
All right, let's break down not only how to get one, what you actually get, what you don't get, so people can weigh the differences between, I get it if you want to just drop your meat off at a butcher. I've done it many times, but the price is continuing to go up.
Last year,
I killed a bull in New Mexico. This is the only one I didn't butcher. I'm in New Mexico, okay? And I don't want to drive all the way back to Spokane to drop a bull off only to go back down towards the corner of Wyoming where Jake's truck was parked so we can elk hunt Montana and he can hunt Wyoming. So I take it to a butcher in Draper, Utah. And I forgot their name, but they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great rule. They're like, hey, we make your meat hang for 14 days. I was like, that's cool. That's what I would want. But I won't be able to pick it up, you know, in 3 weeks. I'll be probably home. They're like, well, we can ship it to you. You're going to pay an arm and a leg. And I said, okay, fine. Cost of doing business.
Yep.
Whatever.
For sure.
And I explained to them the cuts I wanted. Now, I got nickel and dimed by them a little bit. When I shot this bull, I shot him twice. First one was behind the shoulder, both lungs, but he was still standing.
Yep.
So he turned kind of quartering to me, and I just put one through the shoulder. I did get a pass-through, by the way.
Nice.
But I did tear up some of that shoulder. So I deboned that shoulder. So any meat you drop off at a butcher, they usually have a separate per-pound charge for anything that's deboned. They obviously want it on the bone. It's the easiest to age. Easiest, fastest. When they got to rifle through loose meat, it takes more time.
Yep.
So you got to understand, guys, if you debone any of your animal, the butcher's going to charge you more per pound. And then they have little rates on cuts, whatnot. And then I had to pay for shipping, and I had to pray that it got to my house. It was about $600 to have it all butchered, processed, and shipped to my house. I think I got all my meat, but I'll never know for sure, right?
And you think it's your animal, hopefully, right?
I would have hoped so, but there's no guarantee.
There's always that question.
And I do have a lot of respect for butchers because it's an amazing trade.
And they're working hard, especially that time of year. Yep.
But I think over time, especially upon killing multiple wild game and feeding your family.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You should learn how to butcher. There's this thing called YouTube. Learn it. The Bearded Butcher Bros are one of my favorite YouTube channels. Check them out. Start setting yourself up over time. Get a grinder.
Yep.
Get a meat packer. Get your wild gear, game gear, stamp. I mean, start getting your gear over time. I've been butchering now for myself for over a decade. I have all the things and duplicates of some. Except for a place to hang the meat now that I sold my cabin.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, if I killed a bull in Arizona, I would drive to Idaho and let my meat hang for 2 weeks at the cabin. That's no longer an option. And I don't want to lean on my buddy Drew, who I love to death. I just don't want to lean on him. So out of necessity, I think guys could save some money with butchering fees, learn how to butcher, know that it's their meat, get involved more with the process, yep. Which adds a degree of like value or reward.
Sure. And take pride in it and have your kids help you. Like there's a lot of educational moments there for sure.
So this would be the next step.
Yep.
Would be this solution that you came to. So what is the dimensions of the tent?
So the tent is roughly 8 feet on each side. I'm 6'2". I can stand up in the center, no problem.
I'm 5'7", and I can stand up in it too.
Okay. So what it comes with is the insulated tent, which folds down to the size of like a very tall golf bag,
yep.
Kind of just as an example. And then it also comes with the meat pole system, which is our two stands and then a telescopic meat pole across the top. Like we mentioned before, I tested that the other day at almost 450 pounds, no problem. It also comes with a table that supports the air conditioner. Now, guys, this air conditioner, this 15,000 BTU air conditioner, weighs 112 pounds. So it's a bit of a beast. That aspect of it is kind of a two-person task to set it up in your garage. But we've got a very strong table, connects right into the port.
By the way, your table,
yeah.
Did you, like, invent that?
No.
It popped open, like, click.
Yeah.
No wobble.
Stainless steel.
Stainless.
Yeah, we've tried a few different ones. So far, this is the best.
I'm glad you include that because I'm the guy that would use, like, one of those white tables that
oh,
you,
man.
And that's what I would end up doing.
Yeah.
And honestly, just so you know, we haven't tested this yet, but I think guys could honestly drop down to a 12,000 or a 10,000 BTU. I used the 10,000 BTU mine one in Idaho.
Yep.
It crushed.
Yeah.
It did
now,
well.
Probably a permanent structure like what you built has more insulation.
Sure.
A higher R value, so to speak, than what this will. But if your ambient temps aren't very high, then you could probably get away with a 10 or 12K BTU.
What is that threshold through your testing? Because today's like a hot day here in Spokane. Like it's 78 in my gym, so you know it's hotter outside because this gym is insulated.
Yep.
So like what's the cutoff?
In my testing so far with the 15,000 BTU air conditioner, about an 80 degree outside the temp is about the max you can have and still have it cooling into your mid to upper 30s inside the tent. If you go up above 85 or 80, you're going to start to struggle because you're losing too much cooling out of the tent. But for garages that are in the 70s or lower, it works like a dime.
So you get the tent that's insulated and it's like a pop-up ground blind, but way bigger. And
yep.
It's definitely sturdier, double doors. And then you've built this table that's awesome that your cooler will be on. It secures the venting system, straps in so there's no leakage.
Yep.
And then on the inside, you've kind of built this really robust system to hang up to 435 pounds from this telescoping pole.
Yep. Yeah, the pole, you know, I was thinking, hey, I don't want to be shipping or having people store a 7-foot pole. So it's two pieces that slide inside like a telescope. And it's pretty compact when you don't need it, but it's very robust. It's 6061 T6 aluminum, pretty fancy stuff they use in airplanes, but it works really well.
Wow. And so really you get this kit And if you already have a wall-mounted AC unit, which most people do, you could borrow that because you're probably not using it in the fall.
Yep.
But you do need a vest and a CoolBot like I had when I had mine. We bought a CoolBot. But looking at your CoolBot, looks like they've gotten a little more fancier compared
yeah.
to when I bought mine 8-9 years ago.
There's a pro model, which this one is. I haven't used it yet, but there's a Wi-Fi, and it connects to an app on your phone, so you can trend and track. Like, you can be sitting in your house and check on the temperature inside of your tent.
It could be like 41. You're like, nah, I kind of want it 38. Dink, dink on your phone.
Yeah, bump it down. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. And that they're robust, too. They last forever.
They've been around. They're made, the company's in Florida, so they know how to deal with heat.
And if you're going to do a DIY build like I was planning on, you're going to have to buy the CoolBot.
You will be buying this anyway, for sure.
Yeah, so that's kind of a cost of doing business.
The main difference is the structure, how much you're going to pay, how much permanent space you're going to set aside, and then devising some sort of a system to hold your meat. And we've got that covered, and all those bases are covered with this.
I think this is going to do really well for you, Jason. So Tyler, the guy who's going to get on this podcast in a second, I kind of put him in place to take over the Elk Shape gear side of things. One, he's way more interested in gear, and I'm way more interested in like shooting my bow and working out, and that's about it. So he does a better job. And so a lot of the stuff will be on our gear side, the Elk Shape gear channel that Tyler is completely killing it with. And he'll have questions for you. But I was just thinking, like last year, Tyler's not afraid to pick up a rifle. He's not afraid to shoot a bow either. But like last year, I killed bulls in September. I would have needed it in September. Tyler went rifle elk hunting. He killed bulls and his brother killed bulls. Did your dad kill a bull? Okay, so bulls got killed in October. He would have needed it. We could easily split this thing.
For sure.
And store it at somebody's house and just get it on demand.
Yeah, so first of all, you could have two bowls hanging in there. If you have two meat pole systems, you can put them kind of perpendicular. So the storage capacity is pretty decent. But then, you know, it's portable. You throw it in your truck, drive across town, unload it, set it up in about 10 minutes at your buddy's garage, and then he can use it for 10 or 14 days. So the idea is you don't need to buy this all by yourself. If you've got a hunting buddy or two within driving distance, hey, go in together, buy a kit, and just move it around as needed.
Yeah, I think eventually on your website, you'll have the kit that comes with everything we talked about.
Yep. It's up there now, actually.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get into that. And then I think eventually you'll talk to CoolBot, and they'll be like, all right, we'll drop ship as part of this package. And you could figure out a way in the back end for your website to
talk
to theirs.
Hope to do
that. Same with the AC unit. And then in the drop-down menu, maybe someone's like, dude, we're going to kill bulls at the same time. I want to add an extra pole system. Drop-down menu, add an additional pole system.
Yeah, I haven't added that to the website, but that's very easy to do.
Okay.
Not a problem.
So what's the price point?
So right now we're doing pre-orders. We're trying to gauge how much interest there is. And so we're knocking $200 off the kit price. So right now it's available for $1,149. That gives you the enclosure, the meat pole system, and the stand / table for the air conditioner.
That table is also multi-purpose, man. Because when you're done, you could butcher on top of that. You throw your butcher paper, it's stainless steel. You could do, you're going to butcher on it.
Yep.
No, I like it, man. I think I'm surprised no one's thought of this. And we just went live on Instagram, which I'm not very good at doing, by the way. And I'm really anxious to check the comments and the messages because I was just straight up asking people, hey, call me crazy. I just think this is the greatest invention ever. But maybe I'm just more interested in butchering than others. We'll have to see.
Yep.
Have you had any feedback?
Yeah, a lot of interested people. So the site went live as far as taking orders last weekend, and they're coming in. So hopefully we'll get more.
And what's your cutoff on pre-orders to where they can't get that deal anymore?
I would like to get as many pre-orders as possible by the middle of July.
Okay.
Because we got to place an order, get these made, get them so we can start shipping them out.
Now, shipping's not going to be, ridiculous because it does, have a small footprint.
Yep.
So if you live in Montana, it's all going to come out of our home state of Washington. So
correct.
Montana can be $100, but if you're East Coast, it's going to be $200.
Yeah. East Coast, Pennsylvania area, ground shipping, I think was about $180 to $200, something like that. There's some size and some weight to it. Even if everything's folded down, shipping is not getting any cheaper these days.
No, it's not. And man, I'm kind of relieved because I didn't want to make the time to do this DIY. I know how much time I spent last time.
It will save you a ton of time.
And
it's ready to go.
I don't really, I thought I had a lot of room, but if I could go back, I would have built an additional 20 more feet,
yeah,
or 30 more feet, because
we're Americans. We just buy more stuff, right? And we just have a lot of toys to take care of. And I was like, I really don't want to put a locker in here. I need every square inch for all the stuff, like I already mentioned. So that's cool. What do you think about taking this with you, like on a multi-state, like I go multi-state hunts.
Sure.
Where I'm a little different than most, where I'm like, hey, I don't know when I'm gonna be home. I'm talking to my wife, but I love you. It's open-ended and I'll be in touch. And she's pretty much used to this. I've been doing this for 20 plus years. Would I want to take this with me?
So if you're going to be set up at like a base camp, you can use this as just a tent to sleep in if you want. It pops up in like 60 seconds. You can also run the air conditioner. If you've got the storage to take all this, you can run the air conditioner off like a 2,000 watt generator. So if you know you're going to be somewhere for a week or two and you're going to have an animal or two down, hey, take it with you. You've got a meat locker in the field, right? Maybe it gets cool enough at night, you don't even need it running, but during the hotter part of the day, you do. It's not going to be like a chest freezer where it's going to freeze it solid and you can bring it home. You're not going to run this thing while you're driving down the highway coming home, but you can certainly hang your meat while you're at the trailhead.
Yeah, I've done the chest cooler thing once in Wyoming, and by the time I got the animal out and put it in the chest freezer and turned the generator on the next day, everything was frozen. And then so when I brought it home, as soon as I thought, I butchered it. I don't love that, Jason.
Okay.
I'd rather have it 35 degrees for 2 weeks straight and then butcher it. I don't really want to ever freeze it.
Yeah.
Butchers don't freeze meat and then unthaw it and hang it. And you know what I mean? So like, there's a reason why that company that I went to in Salt Lake was like, we need to hang your meat for 2 weeks. That's what we do. No negotiate. I was like, aight. So, I mean, I understand some guys still do the chest freezer thing, but I don't know. Maybe this would be, because it doesn't take up a lot of space when it's folded up. It's
no.
A ground blind.
Yeah,
on
a big
steroids.
One. A big one. Yeah.
Tyler, I'm going to trade places with you. Tyler runs the meat. Tyler runs the gear side of things. He may have different questions for you, and they may be more complicated and technical. But I just wanted to congratulate you, man. I think this is going to crush. I don't see why it wouldn't. So
appreciate it. Thanks,
well
Dan.
Well done.
Thank you.
And thanks for being alive still.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right, Tyler, jump in here. Matthews Incorporated out of Sparta, Wisconsin. My go-to is a Phase 4 29. That's what I'll be using for the 2023 fall elk season just around the corner. If you're a little bit longer draw, check out the 33. Vortex Optics. Get your optics online and save some loot. EuroOptic.com. Discount code ELK10 takes 10% off. OnX Hunt. Elite membership. All 50 states. Do your e-scouting. Get your 3D. Add your waypoints. Run your tracking. Drop a pin when you drop your bull. Discount code ELKSHAPE takes 20% off. Kufaru International, running the tactical or the duplex light frame with the hoodlum or bedlam. If you see me at a total archery challenge, I'll probably run in the Kufaru hip quiver, made in the USA, and I stand behind as the best frame on the market. MagView gear, made in America, lifetime warranty, no phone case, access to all three cameras on your iPhone or Android. Discount code ELKSHAPE 10% off. They also make attachments for binoculars so that you can do digiscoping proper. Wilderness Athlete, new discount code. We have several elk-shaped stacks. Click the link in the show notes. Discount code elk-shaped 2023. Crispy Boots, probably the new fancy boot of the year, is the Brickstall Mountain GTX. I got a lot of miles with that. It's going to be my starter for the all-around mountain. Very light. Flex rating of a 3 or 4, somewhere in there. Super dependable. All synthetic. Very breathable. If you're not sure, you can always drop down to Laponia 2s. I stand behind them. Buck Knives, the Alpha Scout, the Alpha Hunter, the pack light options, all those are in my kill kit. Check it out. Buck since 1902. Stealth cam, cellular and non-cellular, 20% off. Use the discount code ELKSHAPE20. Run that camera on 4K. 10% off discount code is ELKSHAPE10. You can get multiple cams or just run one. You can choose several plans and be on your way getting transmissions. The new Deceptor has that on-demand mode, so you can hit a button and get a photo from your camera right on demand. It's pretty sick. Check it out. Marsupial, I'm running the Bino Harness. 10x42 2s, got the rangefinder pouch and pocket, made out of Arizona. Jim's a good buddy of mine. I think it's the best bino harness on the market. New to you guys, but not new to me, Born Primitive. They've been making workout gear in the CrossFit scene and fitness space for a long time. They have a military background. They also hired Aaron Snyder to consult to make their outdoor line, and I've been running it for the last 6 months behind the scenes. I had all the samples. I'm committed. I'm going for it. So I am running Born Primitive. Click the link in the show notes to see what lineups I run, not only on the workout side of things, but also in the field. It's pretty exciting for me to see a big fitness company get into the hunting space, and I want to support them. Vacu e-bikes, discount code Elkshape takes $300 off. And of course, if you are buying gear, discount code Elkshape, 10% off at blackovis.com. Back to the podcast.
I think you should ask me what my last name is. Because that's rather a coincidence.
Jason, what's your last name?
Same as yours, man.
It's a good last name.
Yeah.
Venom. How often do you get it pronounced incorrectly?
More often than not.
Denham, is that the most?
You know, if I'm telling someone, like at the bank, I will say Denham. If I just introduce myself, I say it just like denim jeans, pretty much. Yep. Yeah.
I always say denim like the jean, but spelled differently.
So. There you go. Yeah.
Anyway, this meat locker, let's go over the specs again. Do you know how much it weighs, like the whole kit weighs together?
So it's going to be probably 135 pounds. I think the tent's about 55. And then you have probably, you have to check my math here. There's probably about 30 to 35 pounds for the meat pole system and another 20 or so for the table. So whatever that adds up to. I've got it on a spreadsheet, but it's not up here.
Okay. And tell me about, like, you base this design off of a ice fishing tent, but it's different. How is it different?
So I built the first functional prototype, sort of, last fall, based off an ice fishing tent. I had to finagle how to connect the air conditioner to it. That was a challenge. And then ultimately, it wasn't very insulated. I mean, it had some, but not enough. So this tent has five layers of material in the wall, way more insulation, and then it has a built-in port and duct that's specifically sized and at the proper height to fit up to an air conditioner.
Okay. And what size is that opening for the air
conditioner? So that opening is 26 inches wide across top and bottom and 17 inches tall.
Okay. And so if you're looking at different air conditioners trying to get a better deal or find one used, that's what you need to look for is the opening size.
And another thing is it has to be a type of air conditioner that's compatible with the CoolBot.
Okay.
So CoolBot is made by a company in Florida. Their website is called storeitcold.com. And if you go there, they have a list of all the air conditioners that will work with their technology.
Okay.
Some don't. They have a list of ones that do. So if you're going to purchase one, either buy it through the link on my website to the one I have got here.
That'll be the easiest.
Or, and I'm not selling that. I'm just sending a link to the proper location. Or look on their website and make sure it's one that's compatible.
Okay. So we need to make sure it's compatible with the opening and then compatible with the CoolBot.
Yep.
If we're going to go outside and either buy used or maybe one that we have at home will work.
Yep.
Anything else we need to know about the cooling system on that?
One major perk, if you don't already have air conditioning at home, this might be an easy sell, particularly to your spouse, because we're generally not needing a meat locker during the summer when it's hot. So use this thing in your house, in your living room, dining room, wherever. Keep your wife and kids cool, make them happy. And then September, October, November, if you get some critter on the ground, you can set up the meat locker in your garage, plug in the air conditioner, use it for a couple weeks, and so it has that dual purpose. Also, connecting the CoolBot to the AC is pretty simple. There's two probes you put in two different spots. Takes five
it's
or 10 minutes.
Plug and play.
Pretty much. There's YouTube videos to help you out. So I did it.
That's always helpful to have a YouTube video. Do you have that linked in your?
I do have that linked. And again, we're not selling that. Maybe someday we will, but right now we're not.
As long as people can find everything they need on your website, then they'll be able to go through it. And perfect. Do you have any? If I wanted to get an extra meat pole system, do you have an idea how much that's going to cost?
It's probably going to be in the $175 to $200 range. I don't have it listed yet, but that will be an option if you're interested in ordering a kit now and you do want that second pole. Just email me info@wildmeatgear.com and we'll help you out.
Cool. All right, I think that's all I have. There we go.
Separations in the preparation. Tyler and I will catch you on the next one. Thanks, Jason.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Friends, thanks for tuning in. It's a quick podcast, but honestly, I don't know how much longer we could talk about meat without having an actual butcher on board. I hope you are getting ready for the elk season. I wanted to just give Jason some props for overcoming that heart problem. That was a really big scare for him and his family, which reminds me, this life is short. So make sure you treat people with kindness, compassion, myself included. And, you know, just make sure you call your dad, your mom, let them know you love them, let your kids know. Don't take a second for granted, especially in the Oakwoods this year, guys. I want you to give it all you got. And if you do kill something, I think you could consider ordering this DIY kit from Jason, Wild Meat Gear, info@wildmeatgear.com. And I think he wants his pre-orders like by mid-July. That's why I'm pumping this out now. If that's you, do it. I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to give it a shot. If it works, great. I don't have to build another do-it-yourself meat locker, which is going to save me a ton of time. And some loot as well. But really, the time for me is everything. And also just the space. I can put it away and probably going to split it with Tyler because he picks up a rifle every year and kills stuff for sure. Speaking of killing stuff, guys, I really think it's this time of year where every day matters going forward. You have to do something every day in the name of better elk hunting, studying your maps, typing out your written hunting plan, obviously shooting your weapon, hopefully with broadheads. Soon we are going to be doing this awesome YouTube video coming up with some subscribers. We're going to tune their broadheads for them. We got three guys picked out. So we already picked those people. Don't email me and say that you want to do that because we already picked them. But based on the popularity, we may do a couple. I love giving back to our subs. I love giving back to our podcast listeners. This audience is awesome. You guys have been loyal. You've been down for 6.5 years, and I appreciate you greatly. And I just want to say, separation's in the preparation, baby. So get to it. Get to separating, and we'll catch you on the next one.